It is Thursday, and time for Across the Aisle, our weekly roundtable on politics. This week, Cynthia Dill, an attorney who served in the legislature as a Democrat, Dick Woodbury, an economist and former independent lawmaker, and Mike Chinquette, former chief counsel to Republican Governor Paula Page. They spoke with Keith Shortall.
Cynthia, Dick, Mike, happy Thursday on this, the last Across the Aisle of 2017. Now, while it might be fun to look back on one of the most unpredictable years in U.S. political history, we are going to look ahead because that's who we are. And so this week, we'll share some bold predictions for the coming year. You each get three. Cynthia, you're up first. Bold prediction number one.
I predict that the Maine Senate will be run by Democrats in the coming election. Currently, that's an 18-17 count, and there are seven Republicans who are term limited. And in addition to that, Eric Brakey is a Republican senator who's thrown his hat into the ring for U.S. Senate. So that gives Democrats a big opportunity with President Trump's disapproval ratings off the charts, as well as the recent Medicaid expansion vote. In some districts where they vote Republican routinely, they came out in favor of Medicaid expansion. I think it's really going to help Democrats in 2018 take the Maine Senate, and that's my prediction.
I'm going to unsurprisingly probably disagree with Cynthia here. You know, I think this most recent election we saw throughout Maine, Waterville, Lewiston, Auburn, Saco, Republican mayors come on strong. And while Cynthia is certainly right, Medicaid expansion did pass at the ballot box. One of the reasons it passed, if proponents are to be believed, is because some Republicans were supportive of it. Roger Cates, Tom Saviello, so forth. So I do think the Senate, while certainly a toss-up between the two parties, has a strong likelihood of staying in Republican hands.
All right, Mike, we'll keep it right there. Your first prediction.
So as playing off that, staying in Augusta, I do think the Republicans are going to hold the Blaine House, breaking a tradition in Maine from the past several elections where either a non-party candidate or an opposite party candidate would always win following someone getting termed out. You know, the reality is, while the environment is different than 2010, I do think the ballot in 2018 will see some Democrat. There's over 10, I think, announced candidates thus far on the ballot, as well as kind of left-leaning independents, the Alan Karens, the Terry Hayes, both, you know, former Democrats cut from an Elliott Cutler type mold, which is going to leave room for a strong Republican, a Mary Mayhew, a Sean Moody, to capture enough of the Maine populace to hold the Blaine House.
The thing I would add to Mike's prediction is that if this indeed happens, it will be, I suspect, with less than 40% of the vote.
I just don't see the Republican candidates being that strong. I think Mary Mayhew and Ken Fredette and Sean Moody are all, you know, have their eye on the LePage base, which, as Dick pointed out, is less than 40%, and that those voters are going to be divided. There's division within the Republican Party nationally. There's division within the Republican Party at the state level. And so I think it's going to be a good year for Democrats in the Blaine House as well.
Dick, bold prediction number one.
Well, over the past year, the independent caucus in the Maine legislature has grown from 2 to 7 because of people withdrawing from their parties. So my bold prediction for 2018 is that there will be half a dozen more withdrawals from the Democrat and Republican or Republican parties, and making the independent caucus a sizable force within the 2018 Maine legislature.
Are you going to name names?
That I'm not going to do.
All right. Cynthia, prediction number two.
I predict that the Russians will interfere with the 2018 Olympic Games in South Korea. I believe that Russia has demonstrated a proclivity to interfere in just about anything. And now that Putin has been humiliated by the Olympic Committee, I wouldn't be surprised, and I predict that we're going to see Olympic Games that have Russian interference. But I do think ultimately it's going to generate some excitement and patriotism. And we could have a replay of the famous 1980 Lake Placid, iconic sports moment.
What form will this interference take?
I think they're going to interfere when it comes to the technology of the Olympics.
I agree with Cynthia that there's going to be some interference. I think the likely culprit is going to be North Korea. Pyongyang's been shaking their saber, been going off. You know, the current dictator murdered his brother. So I do think there will be interference, but I think it's going to come north of the South Korean border.
Mike, we'll stay with you. Prediction number two.
That Republicans will continue to hold the United States Senate. You know, the 2018 map for Democrats is very difficult. They're defending a lot of seats. And, you know, whilst there's some upheaval in the Republican Party between various sides, I do think you will see once we get to general elections, particularly if Republicans are able to have some additional successes in the legislative arena, they'll circle the wagons and elect candidates to keep the U.S. Senate in GOP hands.
Dick, prediction number two.
Well, my prediction number two is that we'll be using ranked choice voting in the June primaries and that people will appreciate it and like it so much that the people's veto to protect it will pass by a 2-to-1 margin in that same election.
We'll see. I don't want to give away my bold prediction three, but I think the referendum process in Maine is ripe for a change.
Well, you might as well give it away now.
All right. Well, I do think over the past several years, we've had a lot of referendums, a lot of questions put. I don't necessarily disagree with Dick that it may pass the people's veto, but I do think on the November ballot, there's likely to be a progressive-driven ballot question, and I think Maine people will vote it down. I think people have had enough of these ballot questions going on and on and on and spending millions upon millions of dollars flooding our airwaves and our sidewalks that Maine people are finally going to say enough.
I actually hope that Dick's right about his prediction, but I worry that with all of the cybersecurity issues, whether it be at a national security level or an election level, that people have become more wary of elections by computer. And I'm concerned that perhaps the enthusiasm around ranked choice voting might have already peaked.
Cynthia, keep it there. Your third and final.
My third and final prediction for 2018, which I'm calling my plucky predictions, is that the Alabama State Supreme Court will declare that the United States Senate race between Roy Moore and Doug Jones is invalid, and that will ultimately lead to a showdown and a constitutional crisis of sorts that is decided by the Supreme Court of the United States.
It's bold.
Dick, your final.
Well, my final prediction is that there will be in January a 2018 Women's March, following up on the inaugural one in 2017, and that it will be larger and as inspirational as the original, and will set the stage for a record number of women candidates running for public office.
All right, Cynthia.
I agree.
I predict I will see you next week. Happy New Year to all of you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.